Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to When Did That Get Anyway? The talk show.
Where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. And here are your hosts, HR and customer service expert Denise Harding, and etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as Etiquette Lady Donna Paige.
Right.
Well, good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The Talk Show. Today is Sunday, December 11, 2011, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia, where it's been a beautiful, beautiful day. This evening's topic, Shopping Etiquette Part 2. I'm Donna Paige Riley, also known as the Etiquette Lady.
My name is Denise Harding. I am the HR lady.
Well, happy Sunday, Denise. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing just wonderful. Wow. I tell you, it's been a beautiful day here. So it's been a little cool, but it's been gorgeous, huh?
Absolutely. Beautiful.
Yes. Well, the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? And, of course, since it's a question, we also want to make sure that we provide an answer. And, of course, we do know that our audience is made up of listeners of all ages. And we do have new listeners each week. And thank you, by the way, for joining our What is Etiquette Anyway family. We want to, etiquette just basically is a fancy word for manner. Now, it's a set of rules of behavior, and by using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette itself comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I would like to say thank you to Charles the First and Second. How about that, Denise?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. Well, what's the topic for this Sunday? Shopping Etiquette Part 2. Now, our shopping etiquette series continues as we take a look at today, customer service versus customer no service. And that's on both sides of the counter. Customer service versus customer no service. What do you think about that, Denise?
Wow, that's like,
It gives you something to think about, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And
I guess, the listeners are thinking, customer no service?
Mm-hmm.
Guess we're going to help them out today.
Absolutely. And, of course, we're also going to remind you of some of the ways to be safe this season. And all the time, as a matter of fact. I know last week during part one, we spoke with someone who gave us some additional safety tips. What we did actually is since our last show, well, actually we were on 2 weeks ago, actually attended a ministry event on last Sunday, which was absolutely wonderful. But 2 Sundays ago, November 27th, Denise, if you remember, we jump-started the shopping season by discussing the bargains and mishaps on Black Friday.
Yes.
And we talked about a lot of the nonsense mishaps that occurred. And it was just crazy. People pepper spraying each other and people, you know, robbing people and fighting at the jewelry counter.
Yes.
Remember all that craziness?
That craziness, yes.
Right. So we had a security specialist. She kind of gave us her take on those and then also gave us some tips on how to be safe. And, of course, you know, we definitely don't want to get so caught up in the season that we become complacent and not really paying attention to what we were doing and paying attention, you know, to our surroundings. And, of course, you know, you certainly want to be aware of what's going around, what's going on around you at all times, of course. But, you guys, I tell you, we would certainly like you to call in and tell us about your shopping experience. It's what, let's see, how many days is it until Christmas?
Today is
the 11th? 11th,
mm-hmm.
Well, so we have exactly 2 weeks.
Well, 13 more days.
Mm-hmm. Or 13 more shopping days, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have been out shopping, we certainly would like to hear from you. If you've been online shopping and you just want to avoid the crowd, you can call and let us know about that as well, okay? Wow, let's see. Yeah, we have so much to talk about. I want to see where we want to start. We do have a special guest that is to join us today, customer service manager. So we're going to see, of course, this is tis the season, so hopefully she will be able to join us. I'm going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to go ahead and go to the phones and let's see who we have on the phones as our first caller. Hello, thanks for calling Ask What is Etiquette Anyway?
Hello?
Extension 4771.
Hello?
Hi there, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Doing just great. If you can tell our listeners your first name and your comment on shopping and let us know if you've been shopping this season.
Okay, hi Denise.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Thank
I'm
you
good.
For calling us.
Good. I went shopping and I had a layaway. I won't name the store, but I was thinking I would go Saturday to get ahead of the next couple weekends, but not so. So I get in the store, I get my buggy, I'm finding the layaway. Of course, the line is wrapped. I'm thinking, oh, my God. So you get to think, I'm not going to do this, but I want my layaway. So I'm standing in the line, and I'm thinking, should I start getting upset or should I calm down? Because I thought if I get upset, it's not going to make it go any faster, so I decided to calm down. During that time, you get to talk and meet other people who are in the line, and you start talking about different things, about the kids, Christmas, a whole lot of other stuff. And doing that, remaining calm, before I knew it, I was up to the front of the line because it was beginning to move. They had called additional help. So to me, remaining calm made it go smooth. If I got upset and all ticked off, I think it would have made it worse. And the other people around me, when I started talking to them, they began to join in the conversation. And before we all knew it, we were laughing because we were on our way out the store.
That is very good. That's a and what you just basically did is you proacted.
Yes.
Instead of reacted, which is great. And go right ahead. Instead of getting upset, you guys ended up having a great time.
Yes, it just made it go so much faster. Because I'm saying getting upset and fussing is just not going to get it. It doesn't help at all. It just makes it worse, really.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the store and they got something you need, so you got to be a little bit patient, especially with this holiday season. So we all need to practice good manners when we go out shopping.
Amen. That is an absolute great comment because we all know that, you know, as I said, this is the season to shop. It's just that time of the year and, you know, everybody's out. And especially depending on what time of day or perhaps even what day you are shopping, there are just so many people that are out, and that just kind of leads me to want to talk a little bit about. I wrote a column a few years ago, and I titled that column "Holidays Are No Reason or No Excuse to be rude, because a lot of times, you know, people feel that they can be rude because, you know, it's really busy and everybody's nerves are frayed and things of that nature. So, you know, we want to, I do want to kind of read some of this information that is in the article that will kind of help you think. And I'm so glad our caller just kind of, she laid it out just really well about you're going into the store because you need something, so why not just make it a fun, pleasurable activity? But as far as the column, I'm going to read a little bit about it, and it says, pack your patience and manners before heading out to do your holiday shopping. The stress from the holidays can sometimes turn you into a rude Grinch if you allow it, especially when it comes to shopping. The holiday season should be a joyful time to celebrate with friends and loved ones, but one thing that can put you on edge is waiting until the last minute to get started. Have you? So obviously you ladies have started. Have you started shopping, Denise?
No, I haven't. I always wait till the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is one of the main times you need to really have your patience hat on, because
Amen.
You have people out there who are frantic, and they're mm-hmm. the ones who don't typically shop often. So it's hectic.
That's right. And as I just stated, as in the article, you know, one thing that can put you on edge is waiting until the last minute to get started. And so I'm going to read you some tips, and I just have consider these tips to help your holiday season be less stressful and more joyous. Stick to your budget. Try to spend money you already have on hand. Do not overextend yourself with credit card purchases that will depress you or sadden you next month in January. While everyone else is celebrating the new year, you may not feel so happy when those post-holiday bills come rolling in. And also what you want to do is prepare a list in advance. Make a list of what you want to purchase for whom you want to shop. Be sure to include sizes and colors. Request gift receipts so that the exchanges are convenient to make if needed. I want to talk a little more about that, Denise. I know you're going to give us some pointers on returns and the steps that we should take. Try to shop during the least busy time, which is usually during the early part of the week in the daytime. If that isn't possible, take an extra bag of patience and courtesy for shopping in the evening, especially on weekends. And, of course, we know that generally the weekends are the busiest times because most people are off during the weekend. So, again, you know, be prepared and pack your patience. Gifts or gift cards, are you wondering whether or not to actually purchase a gift or to give a gift card? Giving gift cards can sometimes be impersonal. However, if you know your recipient, who may be challenging to shop for, a gift card will allow them to choose for themselves. And sometimes, you guys, and let me know, if you agree with this, sometimes you can get stressed out and impatient because you cannot figure out what to purchase for someone.
That's true. That is very
yeah.
true.
Mm-hmm. And when that just adds additional stress, and you're like, oh, man, you know, it is so crowded in here and I can't figure out what they may want. So, you know, for times like that, gift cards may definitely relieve you of some of the stress. And then I go ahead to conclude the article, and if you are just joining us, you're listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? We're talking about Shopping Etiquette Part 2. And I'm reading some excerpts from a column that I wrote that is called Holidays Are No Excuse to Be Rude. Be courteous. Remember to be courteous, patient, and careful when shopping. Be patient with other customers and the customer service representatives. After all, this is the most challenging time of year for the customer service rep, especially when stores are not staffed adequately. And I earlier this afternoon, I was in a store, not shopping, but shopping for a couple of necessity items, and there was only one register open. And I just couldn't believe it because it was so many people in this store. So when I walked in, I saw this line. I said, okay, go ahead and pick up your items and look around and, you know, kill a little time. And then hopefully by the time you get up to the register, the line will be shorter. And that actually was the case. So instead of just freaking out when I walked in the store, like I'm sure a lot of people did when they looked and saw, you know, the line was so long and there was no adequate, you know, staffing. So, you know, you want to just kind of, just like the first caller alluded to, you want to just kind of, you know, you want to proact. And then don't forget your options to shop by catalog or online. During the season of gift giving, do not feel obligated or pressured to purchase expensive gifts or to give gifts at all if you truly cannot afford it. And I really want people to listen to this part really good. Instead of getting stressed out, you can give a gift of a smile, a thank you, a compliment, a kind word, or perform a good deed. After all, the nicer you are to your fellow man, the more you will contribute to the true reason for this season. And so, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they're on edge and they're stressed because they don't have a lot to spend. And they feel that if they don't, and sometimes people can feel guilty if you don't spend a lot of money on a gift, if, you know, someone, whoever you're giving the gift to may be upset, and, you know, so. But, Denise, let's talk about that for a minute. I know just being just not adequately staffed. Can you talk about that for a minute and how, you know, what's going on with the customer, I guess, versus the customer service rep? Because, you know, we're talking about, you know, customer service versus customer no service. And maybe those persons that are out there listening may hear this term for the first time, customer no service. I know Clark, but that was Superman, right?
Yes, that was Superman. Clark Howard?
Right. Clark Howard, yes. As far as I know, Clark Howard actually, he started that term, I do believe, of customer no service. What does that mean exactly, Denise?
Well, customer no service, that means that when you go into an establishment or store, whether you're on the phone shopping and someone who is supposed to be waiting on you is really not giving you all the attention that you deserve. They're not smiling. They're not taking care of you. It could be that they are distracted by the cashier next door to them. It could be that they're having such a long conversation with the customer that they are taken care of and there are 15 people in line. So customer no service has a lot to do with how businesses, when they hire, how that person or what that person is going to do or supposed to be doing but not doing, basically.
Well, in other words, it would not be courteous for someone to, I guess, be very negative to that cashier because it's really not her fault that she's the only one that bringing up customers, and generally they seem to be doing the best that they can at the time.
Right, and that is customer service, but now the customer may take it in a different way if they're in that mode of being impatient and not giving the person a chance, you know, or, you know, not having the time to really stand there and deal with shopping during the holidays when it's so, so busy. You know, sometimes people go out, like you said, during the wrong time of the day or week. Another option for those type people is to shop online. I mean, that may alleviate a lot of the stress if you're one of those impatient people. So there are always other options. You know, the economy seems to be pretty poor these days, as we hear on the news all the time. So, Donna, sometimes I think, wow, it sure is a lot of people out here shopping.
Right, sure. Interesting. Well, we're going to put a pin in it right here, and we will be right back.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition, the book What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com.
Okay, and we are back. In case you are just joining us, you are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. We're talking about shopping etiquette, talking about customer service versus customer no service. And oftentimes, you may walk up to a register and the customer service rep may not even greet you.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do, Denise, in that case? I mean, you don't feel greeted. You just walk up and they kind of look at you like, okay.
Well, you know, many people are very demanding of good customer service. And I expect it when I go out as well. And when I don't feel like that store business is welcoming me, it puts something in my head and it says, oh, maybe I shouldn't be here in this establishment because they don't seem to really care about me shopping here or not. And so when it comes to customers and you are a customer service rep, you should always greet. And it doesn't have to be a long conversation of, hello, how are you, and have some chitty-chat time with them. It could be a warm smile. It could be thanks for shopping with us. It could be a happy look on your face. Of course, that's always welcoming. And so in some of the places I've worked, Donna, it's always expected that our customer service reps speak to you, whether you've seen them on the sales floor already or you pass them by in the aisle, you know, on the other side of the store, so you continue to speak. And if you happen to be their cashier, you speak as well, and you also ask them if they found everything okay. I love it when somebody asks me that, because then sometimes I don't, and I'll tell them. So, and then at that point, sometimes they'll say, well, ma'am, I'm sorry, but I can tell you where it is. I can get it for you. Or they'll say, well, we don't carry this in the store. And at least I feel at that time, okay, great, I got an answer, you know?
That's wonderful. And, of course, talking about customer service from both sides of the counter,
mm-hmm.
it's important for the customers to be courteous as well.
Absolutely.
You say, you know, how are you today? And, you know, just the light conversation. And I know many times when I'm in different stores, I can kind of tell whether the cashier has, you know, having a stressful day, or I may be standing mm-hmm. behind a customer who, you know, was not quite as friendly with them. And I usually try to say something nice, you know, just to make them feel good or to lighten the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something good to do, too, that customers can do. And I particularly like looking at customer service from both sides, because oftentimes people only think that, you know, if they're a customer, they should be treated one way. But then they don't take the time to think, well, am I being courteous as well? So courtesy should be applied on both sides of the service counter.
Mm-hmm.
And our caller is still with us. I certainly wanted to ask her if she has, had a positive or negative type of, customer service issue that she would like to share.
Hello?
Yes. Uh-huh. Hi there.
Hi. I guess so far I've had pretty good experiences because I guess when I go in to shop or wherever I'm going, reading your book and knowing you for a while, I practice the patience and I carry it with me.
Mm-hmm.
That's just always worked for me. Even if a bad situation, they're mean to me, I'm going to be nice to them. And usually you mm-hmm. can get them to break the ice when they see you're not going tick for tack.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so I try to let my niceness rub off on them.
That's right. And that is so important. Mm-hmm. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah, they tend to help you better. You know, like you said before, you need a service from them, but you don't need to go in and be treated unfairly at the same time either. I mean, they have a job to do and you got a job to do.
That's right. You certainly don't want to walk up and they are having conversation with one of their associates and they're just bringing your merchandise and they're not even – they're not even giving you any type of eye contact. They're so busy, speaking with their associate that the only time they actually look at you is when they tell you how much money you need to pay. And so
I would quickly say, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get
absolutely.
The attention because I would say, excuse me.
Mm-hmm. And that's the correct thing to do because, after all, you are a patron. You are paying your money. And if we can remember, too, the magic words, magic words, the little simple words that make such a major difference. You know, thank you, you're welcome, excuse me, pardon me. I mean, little magic words. So we have to certainly remember to use those as well. Well, we have been discussing shopping etiquette and talking about how to be courteous on both sides of the counter. Of course, each week we always want to talk about acts of kindness. And this week we have, Dear Etiquette Lady, my family and I enjoy listening to your show very much. This year our family will spend Christmas morning feeding the homeless. I want our children to understand and see why it's important to assist others who are less fortunate than ourselves. Please keep up the good work you are doing and have a Merry Christmas. This comes from Debbie Sanford and family in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much, Debbie, for that. And you guys, I know we've kind of talked today and we have not had an opportunity to answer any of your emails. However, what we will do, we will continue this topic on next week. So, I'm sure that our other customer service manager that was to join us, she's probably working more than likely. This is his season. But anyway, guys, we just want to certainly remind you to, when you go out shopping, be well rested if you can. Make sure you have something to eat. We didn't talk about this, guys, huh?
That'll be next week too, right?
Yes, we'll continue. Mm-hmm. About how you can be courteous as a customer and as a customer service rep. We will certainly continue this conversation, and we do apologize to those who sent us emails. We didn't have an opportunity to read those, but we will address those on next week.
Mm-hmm.
And as we say each week, make sure that sometime this week you initiate a random act of kindness. And thanks again for supporting our show and listening. Thank you to our callers, those who sent emails. We appreciate you. We're so glad that you are part of the What is Etiquette Anyway family. Be sure to tell your friends and family about our show. Of course, we're trying to make the world a polite place to live, one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. And that comes from Proverbs 3:3. And once again, please continue to be courteous and do remember the real reason for the season, and that is Christ. Well, thanks again for listening. We will continue the show part three next week. Take care. God bless. Good night.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show, where our goal is to make the world a polite place to live. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next time when we'll discuss another exciting topic.